Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast channel. On this episode of Milan Coast to Coast, well, Happy New Year, everybody. The Allegri effect is still going on. It's a new year, but the same outcome. Leao's winner is the difference, and Milan continue their undefeated streak in Serie A. Unbelievable. Ugly 3 points, yes, but we keep on winning. We're going to give out our grades in our report card segment tonight. 2025 is over, but we're not quite done yet with it because we got some awards to give out. We're going to talk about all this. We have a new striker there, but there's still more work to do. Me and Gio are going to discuss where we feel that we have a lot of needs and we need to address it before the end of the month. All this and more tonight. It's Milan Coast to Coast. It's Fabio, it's Gio. We're here. It's Friday night, man. I mean, we don't usually get Milan games on a Friday night, but we're here. So if you're here and you haven't already, do us a solid. Please subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell so you're up to date with all the times we're going live, when we're going live, when we're dropping videos. Smash the like button. Please leave a comment. And if you want to help support the channel, super chats are open, ladies and gentlemen. And please become a Patreon member. Become part of our family. Gio, it's you, me. It's Friday night. You ready, baby? Oh, that's not a good start. That's definitely not a good start when we can't even get through the intro. All right, people, let's go. It's Coast to Coast.
Milan Weekly Podcast presents Milan Coast to Coast with your host, Gio and Fabio.
Benvenuti nella casa della
Via! Buone seca! Goal! Come on, baby! Come on, baby!
Welcome to the channel. It's me, Fabio, joined by always my partner here, Gio, coming live from Long Island, New York, and Southern California. We are the one, the only. Milan, you suck, bro. What is wrong with your audio? It's not going. Are you on mute, bro? Are you on mute? Yeah, clowning me right now. You got to resolve that. These are the things that need to be ironed out before we get live, but it's all right. Gio will fix his shit. Geek. How you feeling? Can you hear me now? Can we get an answer? Zero. Absolutely atrocious right now. You got to fix your audio, bro. I can't hear you. Nobody can hear you. If I can't hear you, nobody can hear you. 2026 off to a tremendous start, bro. Well, you got to resolve your issues, G. Then solve that and come back to me, baby. Listen, guys, while Gio gets himself organized, G, are we good? No. Zero, bro. Zero. Can't hear you at all. Not a chance. Nothing. That's right. New year, same Geo. I love it. This is what happens. Tell him to check his computer audio settings. Look, Vince Vecchi is giving you free IT work, bro. Come on. That's not good, G. This is not good. You broke your New Year's resolution of not having technical difficulties. And 2 minutes in, we already got them. Take the ear pods off and put them back on. I don't know. Pookie Bear, help him out, bro. This is, gee, I can't hear you. Can't hear you one bit. All right, guys. So if you're listening, and I apologize for these audio beginning to the show. It's terrible audio because Gio has none. He's on the screen. Beautiful sight to see Gio. But we can't hear him. Can't hear him one bit. All right. Who's still watching Milan in 2026? We are, baby. And if you don't want to be left behind, you better be watching too. That's it. Look, this wouldn't be Coast to Coast
without some sort of Geo error. Geo, are you troubleshooting a little bit? I don't look so like, you know, it's 2026, guys. But look, let's talk about it because there's not much to talk on. Like Geo's audio, this game did not have anything to really talk about in the first half. It was awful. Sleep-inducing. Terrible, bro. You could have got an espresso in the middle because, you know, this was an awful game. There's a couple of chances by Calgary that, you know, again, don't really cause any real issue for Mike, but very boring first half. Oh, my God. It was rough to watch. And, you know, I was at work, so it was difficult to even keep an eye on it. But when nothing was going on, I was like, all right, you know, you got to restart it up, baby. I don't know what's going on with Geo's audio, but hopefully it resolves and he'll be back in a second. Because it's hard to do my report card without my partner. You know, we're a two-teacher class, you know what I'm saying? We need to bounce off each other. Pause. All right, so let's start here. So the second half, this is something I like that I've seen from Allegri. I hope you guys out there feel the same way. Now, yes, do we want to see these kind of boring, lackluster first halves? No. You know, quite a difference from what we were getting last year. But something goes on, at least at halftime, that you can see Allegri and the team are making some sort of adjustment, that they come out with the right idea, and within 5 minutes, we have our breakthrough. A great, again, we have to clown this guy all the time, but he makes a great pass. Fofana passes it to Rabiot, who finds himself on the right side, who makes a great cross across the box. Leao's able to get to the end of it. I thought for sure it was going to be intercepted. It did not happen. He brings the ball down and makes a blast. I mean, again, should have been something that maybe the goalkeeper did a little better on, but he hit it so hard, pause, that there was no stopping it. And it was just great to see Leao get on the score sheet. I know his number one fan, Timmy Barone, was so excited when he saw that goal go in. But, gee, do you have any thoughts on the game? Hopefully you have some thoughts that we can hear. Let's go, G. We're into the second half. Join the conversation.
Can you hear me, Fabio?
I hear you. Let's go. Keep it rolling. Let's go.
No, I don't know what was going on, but nah, Fabio. First half, like you said, it was a dross, but second half a little bit better, Fabio. I don't know. What do you think of layout, Fabio? I think did he have enough tank gas in the tank? Because I feel like he was still grimacing and every play, like he even fell. Remember, he was slipping and sliding like the Jamaican bobsled team. In the second half.
Oh, shit. Not the Jamaican bobsled. Those are winners, bro.
Yeah, those are the winners.
But Leao, look, look, there's not many people that really shine this game. Let's be honest. There really wasn't much to talk about. This is an ugly win. But Leao coming through with that goal, getting his only real chance and making something of it. To me, I was happy, man. I think it was... Again, these are the type of games that would have ended 0-0. You know what I mean? We did not look good in the first half. I thought, like, what happened? This team didn't even want to come play. But Leao is the difference maker. And again, it was good because we couldn't have Pulisic out there. Yeah, obviously, Nkunku now picked up some sort of issue. We got our new striker, which we're going to talk about. But Leao was the difference maker. And again, he didn't do much, but it was enough as far as I'm concerned. Second half, much better, but no real chances from them either. That's the thing, is that they had more of the chances in the first half, and it did not. They didn't really produce any good chance. They had one header that went directly to Mike. Wasn't really in it. Their couple of chances came directly in the beginning of the game. So, like, in the end, they didn't capitalize on those chances, and that turns out to be the difference. They didn't even force saves by Mike on the first couple of chances, but we were dying to give the ball away in the early parts of the game, especially the first like 2-3 minutes. I was like, what are we doing here already? But people are happy. They're happy that you're here, G. I'm happy you're here. But you know what? You know, I want to see if they're going to be happy when we start giving report cards. Let's go. We're going to start with Mike. It's report card. I expect everybody in the chat, throw your grades as we go. We're going to start across from the back like Gio likes it, and we're going to work our way up. So let's go. We're going to start with Magic Mike. They gave him a 7.5 here. Hold on, I don't like this view there. That's better for us. You guys see us bigger. Pause. All right, Mignon, what's your grade on Mike?
I'm going to give him a B, Fabio. I think he was being a true leader out there. I mean, if he would have had like some dangerous shots to make or anything like that to stop, then I would give him a better grade. But I mean, what did you really think they were going to score a goal past him? The guy, I think their dangerous shot came and they hit the side netting, Fabio. So I'm going to go with a B.
All right, a B. That's I was going to lean towards C because he did his job. There was really no saves, you know. So it's hard for me to go up to a B because a B is at least maybe Mike has a great outlet pass. But Mikey's going straight A plus, clean sheet. You just showed up. You got an A. I like it, Mike. If I was at school, I would want Mikey. But as my teacher, if he's giving out A's just for me showing up, because that was the bare minimum. I'm giving him a C. You're saying B. We're going to go C plus or B minus. We'll go B minus just for him. All right.
That's how we don't give minuses, Fabio.
We don't, but it's a new year, new Fabio. That's what I'm saying. All right. Let's go. All right. So obviously, we're going to go to our center backs now. We'll start with Tomori. So Tomori there, 7.6. What's your grade on Tomori? How he looked today?
Tomori, he needed to go on tour with Dave Chappelle, Fabio, because he was acting like a comedian today, yelling at the ref and everything like that. So, yeah. So, but I'm going to give him a C, Fabio. I didn't really think. I don't know. He's shaky. Sometimes he does lunges. And then they were exposing him on that end, Fabio.
You know what? I Tomori has been making a lot of great, like, screen grabs. From that referee cam, I mean he's all over that. He's very expressive. I like that. But I think I'm gonna give him. I have to give him a B. I have to give him a B. That he didn't look bad today. I felt a lot of the chances come, you know, especially early in the game, come from mistakes from our left side, and I thought he was fair. I mean, didn't really have any great passes or anything out, you know, to kind of move the ball, but did his job. Didn't put himself into a bad situation. So I think B is fair. I think I'm going to go with that. All right, DeWinter now. What are you going with? A lot of people saying C for Tomori. So people seem to be on that route. But I would go B. I'm going to be with Facebook Frank. I think B is fair. It's Tomori C. A lot of Cs. You guys might be right. Maybe I'm bullshitting here. All right, let's go DeWinter now. What do you guys listen, I do not hide the fact that I do not like DeWinter. I don't think he's good. And I'm not going to let one game where he doesn't look completely atrocious like make me really turn my opinion of him. I'm giving him a C. I'm not going to give him a B because I'm telling you, he's just not that good. I'm not giving him a B. A lot of people going B today, but what are your thoughts? What do you got, DeWinter?
All right, Fab. With DeWinter, see, the thing is, Fabio, I mean, I don't know. It's like, is he supposed to be like a fake-ass Pavlovich, like attacking? Because there were some times that they were just running through us on the break, and it was because of him not being in the rightful position that Bantasagi had to do a lot of double work on that end. But you know what? I'm going to give him a C. To me, I don't know. I think we have to play him because I don't know. Gabia, the baby ain't born yet, but he's not sleeping or something. I don't know. What's up with you, Gabia? You're having Bambi on ice that we need to play. So get more healthier. The baby's not even here.
He came in. Like, again, he wasn't healthy. He had that one knock. I can't remember which game it was. But listen, my thing is that DeWinter's playing, right, because this is what happens. When you have a back three, all three guys are not going to stay healthy the entire time. We're playing two replacements at the back three here. So DeWinter, who seems to be fourth in the depth chart here, he's constantly getting opportunities to play. Today might have been his best game we've seen. And the rating is reflecting that right now. A lot of people, they're going B. They're going B. For me, I give him like almost a C, but the fact that it's a clean sheet, I'll skew up to a B. But let's go Bartosaki now. Now this is your boy. You've been on this train for Bartosaki for a while. You love the young pup. So the young pup now, not only is he playing now every game, but now he's filling in as a back three center back, because that just tells you what we picked up in those other people. Where's Udoji, Odoji, Odogi, or whatever the hell his name is?
Odogu.
I guess that was a useless pickup that we can't even start him when we have moments like this. We'd rather play Bartosaki as center back instead of the left wing back and have to roll the dice with the other guy. But what were your thoughts on how he looked today?
Now, Fabio, I think, you know, he's learning, and that's what I like, man. I think the kid got talent, Fabio, and that's not his natural position. So, of course, he's going to be prone to making mistakes. But I think he knows that to start in this team, you know, they're already looking for replacements. Like, Arsenal wants to buy him for $60 million, and then we want to go buy Luis Souza. Who the fuck are these guys? Come on, bro. Didn't Santos just get relegated, and now we're buying bums like that? I don't give a damn that Neymar plays in Santos with no knees and shit like that. We don't care about that. Put respect on Bartosaki. You wasn't with me and him shooting in the gym. But you know what? I'm going to give him a B, Fabio. The kid is learning. This is what I love. At least, because you know we had Frank Costello on the bench today, Fabio. Did you know that?
I saw Frank that. But wait a minute, was that Frank Costanza? We have Frank Costanza, George's father, out there. Yeah, I saw that. I looked. I was like, "Who the fuck is this guy?" He's like a forward. I'm like, "What? Him? Who the fuck is this guy?" I don't know. But honestly, I think Bartosaki did good for having to fill in the spot. Again, he's gaining a lot of confidence, man. You know. Played the full game, 7.5. Again, how can you take away from a back line that didn't give up a goal? So, I mean, these guys are saying, A, that's a little too high for me. I would
it's because you a hater, Fabio. You a hater on that Italian pasta made by hand, by scratch, that sauce when you making that sauce.
Nah, you talking crazy now, bro. Now you talking crazy. All right, let's move to our midfield here, all right? We'll start from the right side, go across. We'll start with the salad man, salad tosser. Only player with the yellow played the full 90, 7.5. Again, Salamakis is not always having a great game. I think even for this one, I know – I got to say, man, he is always the better option. Even, like, if Bartosaki's out, I don't in favor playing the other guy. I'm just going to front. I'd rather play Salamakis on that side. We need to figure out – had a way to work these players in and change our formation. Because the way we're doing things, I don't know, man. Anthony, big ups. Buonasera, gents. Bartosaki has made me forget about Theo, with how much he's flourished this season. Absolutely. Hopefully, it's only going to get better, man. I'm going to go with this, man. I'm going to go C. I think, I don't think he really had a great game. I'm kind of going with what Mikey's saying here. Solid C. Hype died down. He's basically a personality hire. We used to be pissed off. Who's used to piss off the opposition. I think this, a solid C. This Salamaka C didn't mess up. He just did his job. D or C for me, poor game today. I kind of lean towards that way. Salad does okay, but 7.5 being like one of the higher ones, that's surprising to me. What did you think on Salamaka's today? What's your thoughts?
I didn't really like his first half. I was cussing at him, Fabio. I mean, I think he was making a lot of – he wasn't on the same coordination with his teammate. Modric made a through ball to him, and then he ran the other way, and then the ball went out on his left side. So, I mean, I think that today he was just running around like a headless chicken and then trying to piss off the other kid that I think that we should sign. If we got $30 million laying around – F. Luis Souza, Konnichiwa, or whoever you want to sign.
Konnichiwa, bitches? Is that what you're going for? No way.
Yeah, we need to sign that kid, Palestra. I think he would be a demon. Him and Salad fighting it for who's going on. But Salad, I didn't really like his game. And he was slipping. Hey, Salad, put the real spikes in. Stop putting in those bubblegum spikes in. You were slipping too much, Bambi on ice. All right, we don't need that. Come on, it's
winter
time.
There was a lot of slipping and sliding this game, but yeah, Salamakis.
Whoa, slipping and sliding.
Yeah, bro, Salah needs to get back in the lab. That's right, and we need to get some depth again. Depth and real quality behind the starters is what keeps the starters sharp. All right, and you need it. You need it. People get burned out. Fofana, the return of Fofana.
Fofana, effort failure, bro. I'm tired of this guy. Bro, he had a bro.
No, Fofana, harsh, bro.
Fofana, Fenerbahce calling, bro. Give me that 35 and send him out the door. Fofana, bro. Today, Fabio,
he had, I think it was like a 3v2 break. And instead of passing it to a guy that's wide open, what does he do? He shoots it straight at the other player. Come on, bro. This is the stupidities that we have to put. That midfield is not working, Fabio, because in the first half, as you seen, as soon as we made the switches, they wasn't running through us like diarrhea from White Castle. You remember you eat that White Castle? You eating good, oh, Fabio. Bro, but 30 minutes later, 30 bro. Minutes later, woo! You in the...
Last time I ate White Castle, I woke up at like 3 o'clock in the morning. My brain's out, bro. No way, bro. No
yeah,
way.
Yeah. So Fofana effort failing, bro. I don't know. I just don't think. I don't know. And then he's always trying to yell at players to think. Why don't you think? Preach to yourself, bro. He told Robbio to think, bro.
I give Fofana a C. And I tell you why. One, he's always trying to keep morale up. I like that. You know, Fabio's all about morale. And two, he has the hockey assist. He finds Rabiot, who then finds Leao. So to me, not an awful game. Again, the worst of the ratings, probably very indicative of his overall performance. But I'm not going to kill him. We're going C. He played 69 minutes, then was subbed out. Let's go to the ageless one. The one, the only, Luka Modric. 8.0. He had a great shot on a free kick at the end of the game that almost got in. That could have been really awesome. But go ahead. What's your thoughts on Modric's game? They got him. They got him at the highest rating.
Fabio, look, man, a lot of stupids. I'm gonna call people out their name this year. 2026 is the year of Gio being the biggest asshole on the internet.
Oh my god!
To all the stupid people that put him in canes, to put him in wheelchairs, to put him in one of those what are those things that the people at New York Times Square to see the ball drop on the diapers? What are they called, Fabio? They're not called diapers. The man diapers or whatever.
Oh, the pull-ups? Oh, the pens.
The pen. So all the people that put them in the pens, wheelchair, caning. Well, we caning you all over the pitch, man. It shows you, bro, the quality, everything, man. 40 years old. I think, does he even get subbed out, Fabio, this whole season? He plays so much minutes.
Well, a little bit. Well, that's why I'm saying when we have a game, we can actually pull ahead a few goals. It's great to give Jashari 20, 30 minutes to finish a game, but we have these tight games, these cortomusos all the time that Modric doesn't want to come off. And he's the type of player that you can't really afford him coming off because him on the ball, he's just smart, knows what he's doing, and he works defensively. He works really well, mm-hmm. man. He works hard. To me, I'm going with what everybody – what was your grade on him?
I'm giving him an A, Fabio. 40 years old, still doing it at a big time. Giving us a chance. Giving us a chance for the second star, Fabio. You see this? We tired of this bullshit right here. We need this one. Another one right there.
I think, and Mikey's 100% right. We have to start giving him some time to slow down a little bit, to give him some rest. We have to develop Jashari. But – all in all, with this game, I'm giving him a B. Again, no assist. He did.
We have 14 games. Fabio left. We have 14 games left. Jashari, you right in the bench to further notice, bro. You and Richie, just because
we got 14 games left. What you talking about? That's not true.
How many games we have?
I think the next game is the official halfway mark, so then we have 19 more after. This is like week 18 or 19, bro. Don't rush yourself. You're 14 games. What do you think this is? It's not the Bundesliga. All right, exactly. Richie and Jashari are here for a reason, you know. Exactly. That's it. We need to give these other guys, even Fofana. Fofana has a stinker of a game. Let's see more Richie. That's all I'm saying. All right, go Rabiot. Rabiot, 7.8 grading here on FOTMOB. What's your grade for him to start?
Hey, Fabio, I think assist. Controlling, they can't take the ball off this kid, man. And he's not even a kid, man. I know that. I think he's going down. I think Modric's gonna be the summer signing of the whole Serie A, and then Rabiot's like in second after that. I don't think nobody other team's summer signing has had the big two impacts that they've had. Look at us last year, we're in 10th place, and then now look at us like we're fighting right now. We're in first place right now because Inter hasn't played. But we're fighting for everything. So I'm going to give Rabiot A. I didn't want him, Fabio. I'm going to be right here. Oh, Gio, you're riding on Rabiot. I'm telling you, bro. I didn't want Rabiot. Nobody wanted Rabiot, bro. So stop saying that you loved Rabiot. So, yeah, all the haters out there saying that Rabiot was king. Rabiot was not king, bro. He was playing in Marseille, so relax. But Modric and him, Fabio, best summer signings in the whole of Serie A. That, and that's not me being biased. It tells you by the stats.
You know what? I wonder if we're going to get where it's going to be like literally our whole midfield is completely different. Like in the fact that like if we can get Ricci in there or Jashari to start with Rabiot and Modric, that three midfield right there, all brand new, all players that came in this year, and they're all hopefully leading us to a trophy at the end. I mean, Rabiot is easily, I know people are going to say it's Modric, but I really think Rabiot is the signing of the year so far. I think Rabiot coming in, knowing the style that Allegri wants to play, and this guy is just, he's a workhorse, bro. Besides the fucking worldy goal he has on his fucking, on his record from this season. I mean, the kid is just outstanding, bro. And I looked at him like, I don't want a Juve reject. I don't like former Juve players coming to our team. That's always a bad idea. But Rabiot has been the unbelievable exception to that fucking rule because he's been outstanding. And this game, he was outstanding as well. I'm going to give him an A because I thought he did a lot today. And that assist, clutch, and gets us on target. So I give Rabiot an A here. That's what I'm going with. Let's go Estupion now, man. Estupido, as Steve likes to call him. I'm giving him a D. I don't think he's been good. Again, he has a moment here. He doesn't really show anything great. They give him a 6.9, second lowest, third lowest rating, excuse me. And he gets subbed out for Gabia to come in later. I'm gonna give him a D. You know, what did he do positively? I agree, Vince. I agree. That's what I'm asking myself. Mikey's saying C. What's your grade on him?
I think Estupidio and Michael Morales let down Ecuador this week, man. That's all I'm going to say. They both left down. You look up Michael Morales and Ecuador, Fabio, and we're not even going to speak on that. But nah, Fabio. Bro, Palestri was dog walking on Fabio. This is what I'm saying. We need to sign that kid. That's a tall-ass Italian, bro. As a right back, Fabio Palestri, was he like 6'1", 6'2"? The other guy from Calgary that he had a battle, and then he was even bullying Estupiñán. And the kid's only like 20, and Estupiñán already hitting 30. He should have like grown man strength. Now, Estupido got a D, Fabio.
I just want to say, Bobby Carty, he is nowhere near Emerson Royale. Bell, Emerson Royale was atrociously bad. Estupiñán is just, he needs more time to adapt to playing Allegri style, but he just, oh my god, terrible.
Emerson Royale will pass the ball, Fabio, and then it would go back to him.
Emerson Royale was bad, and plus the fact that we couldn't get rid of him and he got hurt just to stay another 6 months. Fuck him, man. I think D. So, what was your grade on Estupiñán?
D. I said D as well. Michael Morales led the great country of Ecuador down this
all week. Right, so let's go Loftus-Cheek now. They gave him 6.6 seconds.
Yeah, he sucks. I hate Loftus-Cheek in this position. Lazio, whatever they gave you for Tati Castellanos, send half of that way. They gave you 27 million. Give us 13.5 for Loftus-Cheek, so we break even on him. But bro, I don't understand. Like, people are just going to say, like, oh, Fofana him work hard. Bro, I could work hard. Let me get in shape, and I'll work hard how they do. And then when I'm in front of goal, I'm doing stupidities. I could do that. Fabio, get me in the gym. Let me train. And then I could do the same shit that him and Fofana is doing, stupidities. When it's time to pass the ball, we're not doing shit. We fucking throwing in a tribuna, or we're hitting a guy in the face when I got another man open. Come on, bro. Loftus-Cheek, it's a stinker, bro. That position doesn't work. Allegri, stop trying to get off the cocaine. Stop trying to try these guys in positions that they not. They not that caliber players, bro. Loftus-Cheek was never like that, bro. Come on, bro.
I agree. Loftus-Cheek, not a great game today. I would say probably a D because you're playing for, again, I don't like this, like him playing the second striker. He's not this type of player. I don't know why we keep
Fulkrug is fit, Fabio. He hasn't been injured the whole season. He's been playing in the Premier League with a faster pace, so he should be
that's,
healthy.
That's a very generous way of saying that he hasn't been hurt. He's been playing. No, he hasn't. He hasn't played that much. Bro. He's been terrible over there. That's why they got rid of him for barely nothing. But again, Loftus-Cheek is not the answer as an option up front. I just wish Allegri would be willing to move from a 3-5-2 to a 3-4-3 so we can start playing Leao and Pulisic with a striker and seeing how they work. I mean, Loftus-Cheek, again, it's just he's not good as a second striker. Seeing him start up there always makes me worried because I know this guy doesn't find the net, man. He doesn't make great passes. He's a body. He's better off in the midfield, but I think D is fair. Let's go Leao. 7.6 here. Our goal scorer, please. 69 minutes. Leao, not a great game, but he finds the net. So that's good enough for me to give him a B. What about you, sir?
I'm going to give him a B because he scores the goal. I don't know if he's fit or not, Fabio, because he looked exhausted. He looked exhausted, Fabio, to be honest with you. So, bro, I mean, if he doesn't get the – I'm going to give him a B, Fabio. If he doesn't get the goal, he gets a D, bro. I'm going to just keep it real facts. He gets the goal. That's an A. He had a D, so that gets him a B. Fabio, come on. Let's do the math. But if he doesn't –
Oh, you swinging it from a B to a D? Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying – And not yet, so I'm swinging it upward, upward cursor.
Oh, my God. I think B, again, I know he's only getting it for a goal. If not, he's not really in the game much. I think this formation is very detrimental to Leao's style of playing. He needs to be on the left wing, the flank. He needs to attack from the left side so he can really use his speed, beat defenders one-on-one. Exactly what we like seeing from Salamaca is on the right side. We need that from Leao. So we need to find a way to develop this. Listen, I'm not going to say fuck with your system, Allegri, because it's working. You have us right there at the top of the table. We're competing. But if you want to get the best out of your players, you need to be able to find a way of getting Leao into the game. Him as a lone striker or trying to play off. I say if he's playing off Pulisic or maybe he's playing off Fulkrug, maybe it could be a different dynamic. He could move around, try to use his pace. But sitting up there trying to collect the ball and distribute, you know, hold up play, I don't think that's Leao's game. It's not like that. He needs to be able to run at people one-on-one. So he needs to be in kind of on the wing. That's where he works best. So why would you take him away from that? So for me, I'm going to roll B. You say B just for the goal. I think it's fair. Let's go our just a couple of our subs. Let's go here. So, obviously, first subs, the Fulkrug. Our striker came in, and Ricci came in the 69th minute. Fulkrug, obviously, more important for him because we're really slacking on the striker department. So, what'd your first thought? Again, they're in the 6.2. Not great. So, I'm honestly going to say it's probably worthy of a D performance because he doesn't really do anything.
He did, Fabio.
All right. He holds a play. He has a couple of chances.
One, two touch. See, Richie and him know how to play. You didn't see that 1-2 thing, but Pulisic went two to the left, and he lost his angle on the goal. That was all built off Richie and full crew playing 1-2.
I thought that was a bad pass from him, bro. More than
now you bullshitting, bro. Just because the great white hope is there, MAGA and all of that is there.
I'm talking crazy now.
So
what do you give it, Fulker? What do you think? A lot of people are saying C, so I think that's probably fair.
See, I think everybody gets to see Fabio. They just did what they did, but I want to see more Richie, man. I think when Richie's there, Fabio, I think we feel like more controlled. I think we can control the game. I think he doesn't lose the ball. And then, like, look at the kilometers this kid is running. In 20 minutes, he got more kilometers than Leao, bro. That's crazy, bro. Like, come on. So, I mean, other than that, I mean, standard C for everybody. They didn't really impact the game. Just on that 1-2 punch of Richie and Fulkrug to Pulisic was the only last thing that we said.
again, Gabby and Pulisic, I'm not giving much of a grade because, again, they only really had 10 minutes. So what could they have done? And now their idea, and definitely Allegri's idea, was not to go for a second goal. It was just a whole play and control the game and and play it out. Ricci, I thought he looked lively. He looked better than Fofana. Ricci, I give him a C. Folkrug, I give him a C. Gabby and Pulisic, NA. You know, not much to do there. But I hope. You know, I swear, as much as I hate Fofana, we always win when he starts. Yeah, well, that could also go, but when you're playing Rabiot and Modric and we have Pulisic available and actually starting for the game, we keep winning. You know, again, this is why I don't really want to bank on the hate for Leao sometimes when he struggles, because you see, look, Leao is the difference in this game. That one goal is all we needed to beat a team like this. And I know it's not pretty. It sure as hell not good for your, you know, your vitals, your organs, but and definitely not your heart. But it's all that matters. Allegri's grade. What do you have for Allegri on this game?
This is Allegri ball, Fabio. So that I'm gonna give him an A. Why am I sitting on his Cortomuso? So I mean, this is what it is. But he got us competing, Fabio. If he was doing Cortomuso and we're struggling to get top four, I mean, it is what it is. So, I mean, this is the last dance with him. And I think it's as the games get closer and closer, now we start beating these lower league teams. We beat up on Verona, you know, we slipped up versus Sassuolo. But now we beat two lower league teams, and then we got a Genoa, and then we got Fiorentina. If we could come out those with 6 points, Fabio, I think we have a puncher's chance to get that second, you know.
Absolutely. I think we do. I'm not trying to put it away or get ahead of myself, but I like Vince. Vince saying B, but fuck, he needs to get this team playing properly right from the get-go, not the first 15 minutes of the second half shit. I kind of agree with that. The first half is very dead, and I know it's, you know, first game playing on a Friday. It's a little fucking weird probably for the players too, and you're I don't like being the first game on the docket. That's for some reason never works out well. You know, usually that's 6 o'clock in the morning, or, you know, anytime you're playing before Inter, Napoli, and all those teams, just like for some reason they know they can jump ahead and they struggle against these teams. But today, you know, they did what they were supposed to do. So I'm going to give them a B. I'm going to think Allegri a B. Again, not a great style to watch. Very boring, especially that first half. But I love how at least early in the second half, they get the lead that they need. And then I really would like to see when everybody's healthy and hopefully they get the right kind of investment in, that they go for that second and third goal so they can take off some of the heat from players like Modric playing the full 90 and everybody else, and being able to give them a chance to rest a little bit and having a couple of comfortable victories, because that's what Inter does. Inter gets a lot of comfortable victories while we have to have these panic-inducing another 30 minutes to go when we're in the lead, which is not necessarily what I want to kind of see. I don't think any Milan fan wants to fucking enjoy that. All right, guys, so leave a comment out there if you're watching right now. Give us your MVP of the match. We're obviously – who's your MVP, G? Where are we going with that?
I'm going to go with Rabiot, Pavia.
Rabiot? MVP. I like it. I mean, most people will say Leao, but we want to know you guys if you're watching – who is your MVP of the match? And also, who's your flop of the class? Because me and G, who's your flop to go with?
My flop of the class is Fofana, Fabio.
I'm going with Estupiñán. Not good enough, my man. You need to do better. Stop giving me a reason to root against an Ecuadorian. You're making my wife's family very upset. All right, guys. Leave the comments for your MVP of the match and the flop of the class. Let's go. It's time. Now, guys, it's 2026. Happy New Year to you all. I'm so happy that, honestly, we can move into a new year and have to look back at 2025 and say goodbye, because half of the year was atrocious. So we got a couple of awards to give out, right? The first award, G, is going to our MVP of the season, ladies and gentlemen. And this award goes to not only – this award is called He Is Him, right? Because we got to be hip. And going on with what's going on. The Captain America Excellence Award, the one, the only, Christian Pulisic. There's no debate here of who the MVP of our league, of our team is. In a year of transition, Pulisic has only been the constant, all right? He's finished a 2024-26 2024-2025 season as our top scorer with 17 goals in all competition. He hasn't slowed down. He's already got 8 goals in Serie A this campaign. When the lights are brightest, a winner like he scored against Inter in November, he's the one demanding the ball. He isn't just Captain America anymore. In 2025, he's become the king of Milan right now. There is no doubt about it. He's been exceptional. So your thoughts on this award, undoubtedly been amazing. And according to the Gazzetta, he's doing worldies even off the field. Now he's looking for golden balls on and off the field. Unbelievable.
Nah, I mean, Pulley, man, he's showing us that we got game, Fabio. We're both Americans, so we're showing the rest of the world we got game. We're doing it in a league that everybody that you know, your favorite players of all time have always said that it's hard to score in this league. So Captain America doing it, and hopefully, man, we get it done. We get this Scudetto at the end of the season. But I think the way that he's been taking care of his body and finally getting fit, and I think it's been showing you he had quality all along, but now he's showing it everywhere.
Listen, next award, it's called the Benjamin Button Award. It's for the ageless wonder himself, the one, the only Luka Modric. They said he was too old for Serie A. The intensity would be too much for him. Then they said 40 was the limit. Modric, he just keeps looking at those critics, and he keeps just pinging 40-yard diagonals, bro. He's been amazing.
BBs.
BBs, baby. BB. Ba-ba! He leads the league in successful forward passes and total accuracy at 91%. He's playing 90 minutes week in, week out like he's 25 years old. He doesn't just defy time, right? He controls it. He's the one, the only. I said he's an orchestrator, like he was John Williams or something. You know what I'm saying? He's just been amazing, and he's – what else can you say about Luka Modric, bro? This is his award. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, man, Luka Modric is the man, bro. He's like, who was that guy in Doctor Strange that was like 300 years old? That's Luka Modric.
The ancient
one. He was still out there balling and stuff like that, so yeah. So shout out to Luka Modric, man. A lot of people thought he was just going to come and cruise the six Champions Leagues, that he was done, that his legs are finished. But you know what? Luka Modric, he's been doing that stuff. Oh,
bro,
my God. Oscar,
bro, we are getting wild, bro.
You acting like Adam's 22, bro.
Oh, my God. I hope his spinners, his swimmers are just as good as his through balls. You know what I'm saying? Listen, all right, next one goes to the Iron Wall, the Iron Water Wall, the defensive pillar. Now, I just couldn't believe it when we came up with this, but it had to be him. It's Pavlovic, baby, Strahinja. If you're looking for a reason, Milan's has a better defense away record in Europe right now. Look at the big Serbian, right? Pavlovic has brought a violence to our defending that we've missed. He's ranking in the 98th percentile for progressive carries because he doesn't just stop attacks. He starts ours. He wants to be a striker, but we're giving him a defensive award here. He's physical heartbeat of Allegri's back three. Unbelievable. Pavlovic, what are your thoughts on the Iron Wall Award winner?
And he's also chain smoking at a halftime, Fabio.
Kate smoking. Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. Man. He is the Iron Wall, Fabio. He is the Iron Wall, bro.
He is, bro.
He reminds me of that Russian and Rocky, bro.
No, not Drago. He dies. Listen, everybody's upset. Everybody thinks Gio gives. Oh, my God. Oh. Listen, no, you guys don't jump the gun, because you know Gio's favorite player is somebody different, right? And he's an award winner too, but he's the Silent Warrior Award, the unsung hero, none other than Matteo Gabbia. And god damn you, when we did our research, somebody tried to present Fofana as this award winner. I had to delete it. Hell no. It's Matteo Gabbia. While others get headlines, Matteo Gabbia just gets the job done. He's 92nd pass completion rate, and his 42 arrow, Jesus Christ, I can't read, 42 aerial duels won. He is the definition of reliability. Jesus Christ, I can't speak. He stepped in during the injury crisis of 2025, and he's never gave the shirt back. He's the local boy who plays for the badge every single second that he's on the pitch, and he's Gio's number one fan because, hi, Jim. He gave you a shout-out, G, and now you got to give the Silent Award award winner a shout-out. Give it to Gabia. Go ahead, bro.
Man, you know, we from Bergamo, so what do? We put the construction hat on, we put the Timberland boots on, and we get to cracking, man. And you know what, man? Appreciate Gabia. He got sent away. He came back. And what can we say? A lot of players have been bought in his position, and that could have, as a, I'm not saying that Gabia is like a young pup. He still is a young pup, but that could destroy somebody's confidence. Like, I just played 6 months unstoppable ball. But we're bringing in here. But no. We put the body on the line, and forever we'll be in our hearts. The Derby win. Gabia with the headbutt of the year. Boom. Back of the net. I went crazy. I lost my voice that day, man. So what could beat that?
Listen, next one, right? This is called the Allegri Ball Reinvention Award. All right, it goes to the one and only, the salad tosser himself, the sausage maker. All right, this guy was the butt of all the jokes when we had him playing right wing, and this was our option on the right side. But Alexis Salamakis, he's adapted his game to Allegri's defensive discipline while still being a high-rated performer on the flank. You have to give love to Alexis. He's always fought for his spot. The spicy salmonella, I like that one. Salamakis, what are your thoughts on him being the Reinvention Award winner?
Now, Fabio, we thought he was going to be sold to Roma. He went on loan in Bologna. So, I mean, we didn't really expect anything from him. But no. I think what we're starting to know about Allegri, he doesn't care about the talent. As long as you're working hard and you're putting in that effort and you got a little bit of talent, then he'll start you. And I think, you know what, he didn't have a good game today. But the whole season, I think he has been great, Fabio, and it shows you. Like, he didn't get knocked down. We tried to sell him. Fabio B says he was like the Undertaker. I'm back.
And he gave him a contract extension. Yeah. So he's been amazing. Absolutely. Yeah. And he's running full 90 minutes. 100% Dark Bismarcky. All right. So next one is the Harry Potter Award for the magic in one only. Magic Mike, baby. You got to give it to Mike Mignone. He's the best goalkeeper, best save, all of it, you, whatever you want to call it. He is the award winner because he's been outstanding. There's goalkeepers, and then there's Magic Mike, all right? In 2025, he didn't just stop shots. He pulled off escapes that shouldn't have been possible. Whether it's the double penalty save earlier this season, whether the fingertips stop he made against Napoli way back in January last year in the Super Cup, Mignone is the reason we turned so many, excuse me, Napoli the last month, but he's the reason we've turned so many draws into wins. He's not just goalkeeping, all right? This is sorcery, people, all right? You might have seen Will on Stranger Things. We got Magic Mike. We've had him all along, and he's not worried to tell you he doesn't like goals, baby, all right? Mike has been outstanding. He's been two penalty saves this year. One against that Figo di Butana, Hakan. And then, of course, the big save on Roma. I mean, Mike's just been outstanding this year. So we're giving him the goalkeeping award, the Harry Potter award. Like that, you're a Hufflepuff, right? What are you, G? You Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw?
We Slytherin, bro. Me and Malfoy.
So tell us what you think about the Magic Mike, bro. Come on.
I mean, we wrap up. Me and Voldemort, we smack him up, bro. Magic Mike. I mean, he's showing you, bro, and now he's back at the table. He wants to stay, Fabio.
Back at the table. He's back at the stable.
He know he about to go to England and eat that chopped food, bro. He said, nah. I really have my pasta made by hand, the sauce. Pick from the garden and all that. So, man, Magic Mike, man, how back he came. And he hasn't been injured this year. Fabio, knock on wood.
No. I mean, he's missed one or two games. That's about it. But he has 8 clean sheets so far. He's been outstanding. All right, so I'm going to ask you, G, last thing about 2025. What do you think is the best moment of 2025 when you look back as a Milan fan? What are your thoughts? Because I have one particular one. I think it's the only one you can really hang your hat on with the way, you know, everything panned out in the last calendar year. I'm going to tell
Gabby a header, bro, in the Derby. That's a 20 for 2025, Fabio. That's my moment, man, to win the game at the sudden death, to kill him, to see Hakan choke on his own dog. That was all good, Fabio.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to like remember. Wait a minute. Isn't that game technically 2024?
Yes. Is it?
Yes, that was the.
My God!
Yes, bro. Thank you, Mike.
That seemed like 2 years ago,
bro. No. This is technically the first game against Inter with Fonseca there. All right.
Okay.
You got it. First of all, the best play is 100%, and he's got it right there. The Super Cup, that is the best play. Beating Inter from two goals down in Saudi Arabia in a Super Cup. Then I'm sorry, everybody. We have no business even being in it, just like we had no business this year. We had no business then, and we won it. Unbelievable.
So y'all telling me 2 years have passed since that derby? It seems
it's been like a year and a half almost, but you're talking about 2024. That happened in 2024.
Damn, my bad, Oscar. My bad. I'm a fake fan.
But me and Gio, we got the shirts from the Super Cup, so we remember that.
Super Cup.
Listen, right now, it's still looking good. But the best part of 2026 still could come in May. With obviously nothing else is going to happen for us during the season. So that's what we're aiming for. But 2025, best time came all the way in January when Coltisau gave us the only thing he gave us, which is that stupid meme of him dancing with the cigar after beating Inter and beating Juve the game before. That's the best part of 2025. All right.
It was close. Yeah. It was close. Fabio was at the end of October. See?
That's why. All the ditty baby oil. I see a lot of sorts. That's right. All right. So let's go to the next part. So, G, obviously, we talked about Nicholas Falkgaard coming. We have a striker now while we're still dealing with the injuries in regards to Jimenez being out for at least a few more months.
Who's that?
Jimenez. That's El Bebote.
Is he a TikToker?
He was a TikToker. He doesn't have to ever stop. But Nkunku has been not really everything besides one good game.
Bebote was doing TikTok videos today. Fabio saying that he's back from injury. He was on the
I saw him on like some stroller, bro. There's no way he's out for another couple of months.
So those videos are AI.
TikTok. Get off TikTok.
That's AI, bro.
But I want to ask you, right? January window's open. Obviously, we had an insane January window last year. We started bringing in everybody. But you see where we are. You see the position we're in the table. You see these players that we have right now. If you're there, you have a seat at the table, and you're talking to Ferlani and Tade and Allegri. Where are your ideas of what Milan does next? Do you think we still need a second striker? Do we need a little more depth at the back? Do you want to see another wing back come in on either side? What are your thoughts if you're talking to them about the transfer window here in January?
I'm saying to them, man, I mean, this is how stupid, this is why like the management like irks a lot of people, and like even the people that are not real Milan fans, that all they want to do is talk shit about the management. But I go spend that money on Ryan, 40 million. I mean, we spent that shit on fucking Nkunku, so I don't know. And in Cuckoo, I was saying it. He hadn't played in 2 years. He hadn't doing that. So now you're going to spend it on a kid that has a potential to be Vinny Jr. or even surpass Vinny Jr. He's strong. He's ready, Fabio. And then now, the market is Premier League. Nah, bro, Premier League or Bayern Munich or Real. No, come on, bro. We could pay 40 million. If we pay 40 million for that bump in Cuckoo that brought out the balloon twice this year, then that means we could spend 40 million for him. Come on. Look at the chances. Look at Chelsea. They spent 40 million on Estavio plus 20 million bonuses. But look at the kid. He's been performing. So I think we need another killer, Fabio. I think and that would give Leao motivation knowing that a young buck is coming for his spot, Fabio, because he has all the talent in the world. 40 million to me is nothing, especially after you wasted that shit on Nkuku. So I don't know if Cardinale was doing balloons, Nas balloons with Nkunku. That's why he signed them. But come on, man.
I think you capitalize on selling Nkunku if you can, because he's not done enough in the 6 months that he's been here. He's had opportunities. He's played multiple games, and he has two goals. One was a penalty, and another one was a tap-in off a shot save. Again, that's good that you're Johnny on the spot. But come on, make the sale. Get your money that you spent on him and get rid of him. Now, go out there, find a suitable striker to pair with Folkrug. It can't just be him. We don't know how long it's going to be until we even see Menez. And has he been really good? I don't know. But we need somebody else. Go.
But did Jimenez tear his ACL, Fabio, that he's been out this long?
No, but he just had surgery. It's going to guarantee him out for almost 2 months, bro. That just happened like
a few weeks ago. Hasn't he been out for like two months
he's
already?
He's not coming back, bro, probably until March. That's what I think. So you need another striker. And anyway, we're playing two players in this position, and Pulisic and Leao are not really great in these positions. Pulisic could kind of play anywhere. Yeah, Jimenez has a bad ankle problem. That's what they're saying. So Allegri said,
till April? Months, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then why don't they just say he tore his ACL?
He's going to wait. He's going to wait until your birthday and pop out of your birthday cake. That's what he said he's doing, bro, with the mask. His ankle's really fucked up, bro. He has an ingrown toe now. He needs time. Bro, you know what that is, bro. he got a club foot. I don't know what's wrong with this guy, bro, because they falsely diagnosed an injury. Well, listen, again, El Bebote is not the answer, all right? He's a big El Bebote right now. He's been a bad, bad choice. Him, everybody we've been picking up for these strikers for 30, 40 million have not been the answer. None of them have been good. So go out there, find somebody else, find the diamond in the rough. Metete still seems to be an option. I know he's on.
He wants to come. Yeah, but they want 60 million.
We'll tell him to suck a dick. Either take what we offer, find some deal that's fair value, or you lose him for free in the summer. We'll make an agreement as soon as the fucking transfer window's over that he'll come in June. And then you get nothing, you dumb cocksuckers.
Then he'll end up at Inter, because we'll be negotiating for $1 million here, $1 million there. It's either better to buy.
He wants to be a loser. He can go to Inter. They have 15 million strikers over there. All right, so it doesn't matter to me. Yeah, exactly. Inter will end up getting him for free. Look at you guys, all this negativity, bro. Get out of the gutter, bro. All right, G. We need a center back though. Need a center back. Could definitely get somebody to up Salamanca's heat on his ass so he makes sure he keeps playing good, because we need another right wing back. I'd say we're probably good on the left side because you're going to play Bartizaghi and Stupian can be his backup. But Salamanca's Afakame, is he good enough to be the backup? I don't know. He doesn't seem to be pushing Salamanca, so find somebody else. We need another center back, maybe even two. So go find two strikers, go find two center backs, go get me another wing back, and I think we're good in the midfield department. Either sell Loftus-Cheek or move him into the midfield to be a one-for-one with one person. I mean, Jashari and Modric seem to be not being able to play together. So, okay. Then Ricci has to be the sub for Fofana. Okay. Then Loftus-Cheek is the sub for Rabiot then. Let's find something. He's talented. He's just not ready. Okay. I think I'm okay. But we need a guy ready who's going to be able to play more. Or start switching to a 3-4-3, man. Find something, just somebody just more defensive who can fall back and kind of go into a back four to help the back. And you leave Pulisic and Leao on the wings. And hopefully our center forward can do something. That's what I want. All right. So, guys, we're pretty much at the end of the show here, G. What are your final thoughts, man? It's been a rough 2025, right? At least the ending part of last season, and now the beginning part of this one, right? So we used to have these kind of teams Mm-hmm. Where it was like with Fonseca and Conceição, it's like we needed to score three goals because we were going to concede two. That's how it was in like the 2024-2025 season, mm-hmm. right? But now in 2025, it's like we're going to score one goal and concede zero. And it's not always pretty, right? But it's these are the ways that you win Scudettos. So for me, I'm happy seeing it. I hope it continues. But what are your final thoughts, man?
No, Fabio, let's get some
parting shots, baby. Parting shots.
Let's get these signings in, man, and then like actually said, yeah, stop being on your ass, man, and give us time to meet up with our people, bro. Like everybody was on holiday break right now. Then you putting us at 6 a.m. You putting us on Thursday. Like what? You guys not work over there? Because we working over here. We working everywhere in the world too. So at the end of the day, Fabio, let's get behind the team, whoever signs. But we need to focus on right back, and I think they've been focusing too much on left back. Left back is good. I mean, I'm not saying that Purvis is good, but Purvis could do a job, Fabio, and then we switch it off. Like, he could come in and do a little jobs here and there. So, to me, we should get a right back that's ready. If not, if Atakami is the goal, we need somebody that could come and play. Who's like a veteran, Fabio, like a Spinazzola-type player, somebody that could just come in. Like a Florenzi, what a Florenzi was just coming.
Yeah, exactly.
Take the three, four games. That's what we need for that right back. When that's what we need. And then we need, I don't know if we're going to get another striker, but if we do, like I'm saying, bro, Frisnate, I don't know if we're going to spend that money. But to me, at the end of the day, man, I would go for Ryan Fabio. That's my dream.
I know you've 40. Been talking about this guy for weeks now.
Yeah, so I mean, I've been talking to me and Tim been talking about like a year and a half now. When he was at 10 million, now he went to 40. Like, if these assholes would just listen, you know. So I think at the end of the day, Fabio, we just need depth and quality. Like, I want Serie A depth now. If we're going in these next 20 games, like you say, Fabio, let's get this depth in, like veterans. Like, let's go get Basquiato. So we can flex on motherfuckers. You know Basquiato, Fabio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, yeah. So let's go get a players like that. Yeah, players that been in Serie A, know how to do a job, and they're going to put their body on the line just to say, I won the Scudetto with Milan.
Boniface, possibly going to be retiring, right? That's the news that's going across. Crazy, bro, crazy. But, guys, everybody out there, man, thank you all for watching, being here with us on Friday night, or watching whenever you do get along. We apologize for the audio technical difficulties at the beginning. We want to thank everybody who's been here in the chat. Big ups to our friend Anthony. This is, buonasera gents. Batasaki's made me forget all about Theo with how much he's flourished this season. Anthony, you are a scholar and a gentleman. Thank you so much for your super chats. We need more of these, man. Me and Gio, we got a lot of plans for 2026, but if we can get more interaction here at the channel, more Patreon members, more super chats, we can do more things for me and Gio and the rest of the channel. From Vinny, Steve, Presidente, Jan, and everybody, man, we all wish you all a happy new year, healthy, happy new year. All great things in 2026, and something we all want in 2026, La Seconda Stella. Guys, I hope you all have a wonderful night. That is our show tonight. We hope you have a great weekend, and hopefully Inter loses. Avunque and sempre, everybody.
Forza Milan.
Peace out, everybody. Good night.